your feelings.
I'm pretty sure if you go to Judy's website, you'll find that. Follow the link from NordenspiritRadio.org to the Purple Wagon website, and there you'll find excellent resources, frequently asked questions. You'll find stuff for parents and for other experts, researchers. You'll find all of it on this website. Purple Wagon is the code word, and you'll find it under the Purdue website. So, Judy, is the responsibility for doing this, is it always squarely the parents? I mean, should they have a plan ahead of time? Is that what we need to do in order to get this communication going?
Well, I think we need to realize that it's going to unfold and it's going to change as the child grows and has different understanding levels. So you may have talked to kids after 9/11 or after the Afghanistan war, something particular happened, or after the death of Osama bin Laden. But they may need to think about it again as they grow and their thinking changes. So keep the communication going both directions, but also listen to what the kids say. They have some really fascinating insights at times. One of the questions we ask the children when we talk about war and peace, we ask how peace starts. Now, one of the answers we'll get from several of the kids, especially some of the younger kids who are learning to write, is peace starts with a P. So I guess it's a little obvious. And they're so proud of knowing that. Then we ask, how does peace end? And we had one child say, well, it shouldn't have to end if you start it right. So it's one of those challenges we look at and say, okay, how can I handle the wisdom that's coming from a child to me? Listen to them and they will have those ideas to share with you and inspire us all to be a little bit more consistent with what we've taught them. I have a colleague who wrote a chapter for a book I edited on families as educators for global citizenship. He had a section called In Praise of Naivete. When the kids listen to what we say and take us literally and say, didn't you teach me that recycling is what we're supposed to do? Why are you throwing those things out? Or didn't you tell me that all people are equal and we should love everyone? Why are you walking on the other side of the street when those people come by? They pick up when we're being inconsistent with what we've taught them. Take advantage of their naivete and their childhood wisdom as opposed to grown-up wisdom, and let it challenge us to be idealistic and to take ourselves seriously and really try to live by the ideals